In Italy, soccer is a national obsession, and on the eve of the opening of the new season, the game is in chaos. Italian fans are risking being deprived of their beloved sport. NPR's Silvia Pagioli reports from Rome.
Last week, a national emergency forced Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi to interrupt his holiday at his Sardinian villa to return to Rome. It was not an economic crisis or the long heat wave that brought him back to his office, but soccer, the subject that perhaps arouses the greatest passion among Italians.
We are the best in Europe.
Journalist Beppe Severnini, a self-confessed soccer fanatic, says the sport is a national saga that fills Italian life.
Everybody has got childhood memory linked to soccer, passion, romance, waiting for a match, remember where you were when your team lost or won and all that.
The soccer mess began when Catania, a minor team in Sicily, went to court to get itself promoted to the second division league. A sympathetic regional judge obliged. Other teams filed similar cases, ignoring decisions handed down by the soccer federation. Paddy Agnew, correspondent of the Irish Times and a soccer expert, says the result was anarchy.
You end up with the absolutely absurd situation that we had for a few weeks in Italy this summer, whereby the final classification of the second division, Serie B, wasn't being decided on the basis of the results in the football field, but it was being decided on the basis of a ruling from a regional tribunal judge.
The Berlusconi government issued an emergency decree banning regional court decisions in sports. Meanwhile, the Soccer Federation tried to upgrade several third division league teams with a controversial proposal expanding the second division from 20 to 24 teams. The plan infuriated the other second division teams because it would mean more matches and less money. And many of them are now threatening to boycott the season opening games this weekend. This latest row is being played out against the background of a more long-term problem, the serious financial crisis in Italian soccer. Journalist Beppe Severnini says soccer teams have suffered from chronic mismanagement and are always in the red.
You cannot give $5-6 million a year to a footballer, to a soccer player, if 11 soccer players don't make $60 million for your team.
According to the Italian financial media, First Division League teams lost nearly $900 million last season. And Italy's professional teams collectively owe the state $500 million in unpaid taxes and pension payments. There's an additional complication. What has become the Italian anomaly, conflict of interest, has also infected soccer. Prime Minister Berlusconi is not only a media tycoon and Italy's richest man, he's also the owner of AC Milan, one of the country's premier teams. And the acting president of the team, Adriano Galliani, wears a second hat as head of the Italian Soccer Federation. Journalist Paddy Agnew.
Therefore, it's hard to know whether the decisions he takes as president of the Football League are concern the best interest of the Football League and the other clubs in the Football League, or concern AC Milan's best interest, or indeed are related to what the Prime Minister thinks are in the best interest of Italian football.
For soccer fans, the turmoil of the last few weeks has been dispiriting. At an outdoor market in Rome, Claudio vents his bitterness and frustration. He says soccer has become a fraud. It's all about power and politics. I now prefer to go to amateur league games. They're much more fair and satisfying. Pietro Calabresi, editor-in-chief of the Gazzetta dello Sport, which has the highest newspaper circulation in Italy, made this appeal on national TV. He said, since there's no moral authority in Italy capable of putting an end to this summer farce, we are forced to hope in a little miracle and a lot of common sense for a return to the joys, sorrows, and passions of the most beautiful game in the world. Soccer officials are meeting in an 11th-hour attempt to get the soccer season off on schedule, but the latest chaos may have already soured the Italian soccer enchantment. Silvia Pagioli, NPR News, Rome.